do you associate that with getting it ready? Is that
the
idea?
That's right. Getting the, just shake up the sofa pillows, make them look better, and get behind all the little cracks and crevices and get the dust out. Uh-huh. And we didn't have polish and things like that. We just took a, usually if it was bad, you took a damp cloth, and then you took a dry cloth and polished it out. But we didn't have polish and stuff like that.
And what did you sweep the floors with? Did you have a...
Homemade brooms. Mm-hmm. We raised broom corn. And I've raised broom corn and made brooms, too. I didn't make good ones. Just after that, I remember now when we tied the broom, you saved every... old broom handle. I don't know where they got the persons.
Mm-hmm.
But them old broom handles were saved, and you took that broom corn, it grows up so high, and it's brushy.
Yeah.
And when the brush comes out, then you've got to go along and double it down.
Uh-huh.
Or it doubles down the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
You got to turn that head down so the straws will stay down that way, and you're making broom. If you don't, if you leave it up that way, they drop themselves, and then you can't never turn them back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we have to go along and turn the broom corn's head down. And we tied them to a stick with the strongest string you could get. And those strings were homemade, too, from Flex. And then after that, the women learned to tie them right tight around there, wrap and wrap and wrap, and then come down here and spread them out, a fan shape, and take a crochet hook and go through that with thread back and forth, and that made them kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real broom. And then following that, now Milton Gentry, the man that died last week, got a little broom factory from somewhere and brought it in here, and he would make brooms and make so many and keep one for toll, and then he'd sell it for a quarter, 20 cents, something like that. And then when we got to doing that, and R.P. Donnelly, his widow lives up here, she's 92 years old, big house on left going toward town, and he had a broom factory, and we would raise broom corn and take it up there, and he would make it on the halves, and sometimes we'd have 20 brooms,
and
get 10 to bring home, or you could sweep the whole house.
Uh-huh.
A new broom sweeps clean, you know.
Uh-huh. And then, do you remember... when you were a little girl, how they did the kept the clothes clean?
Battling.
Did they use a battling stick when?
I've battled many of the time. Lye soap and a tub board and a wooden tub is what I'm trying to say, and a wood board. And the man made these wood boards by taking a piece of pine lumber, thick and as wide as you wanted. And he had, I reckon it was a chisel. He went through there and made grooves, and that left a little thing sticking up, you know, that you scrubbed on. And then you had a battling bench and a battling stick. The battling bench was right beside of the old kitchen. And it was a great big wide plank put up on four legs and then leaned up against the side of the kitchen to make it steady. And the battle stick was a stick with kind of a little paddle-like on the end of it that my daddy made. And while she'd be washing the white clothes, she'd put their overalls and colored things to soak and bring them right out of that soap suds and put them on that bench and tell me to battle now while she make it. And you just splash that water.
Now,
then Scott come along, we'd throw water on each other.
Was that after the clothes had been put in the water?
They'd been put in soapy water and soaked a few minutes. And then they just take them out.
Was that hot? The water was hot?
Yeah.
No.
And you would just put them there and battle in that soapy water to fly.
Now, when you did that, you'd say you were doing the...
Battling the clothes. You were getting the water out, and it took the dirt as it went. That soapy water took the dirt out as you paddled it out of it.
But when you did that, would you talk about it as